U.S. officials dismiss his re-election as a farce, but for President Assad, the vote signals a sharper confrontation to come, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
We have a Syrian regime that is going to dig in, is going to insist on its legitimacy. That view will be supported by Russia, Iran, China, other governments which have backed the Assad regime. And it means that any opportunity to try to close the gap and move the conflict toward a negotiated settlement has been significantly set back.
Iranian support for President Assad in this vote included election observers. Aladin Gurajerdi heads Iran's Parliamentary Committee for National Security.
Syrian people participated completely and freely in these elections, and foreign and regional campaigns aimed at misleading the facts did not succeed in preventing the Syrian people from practicing their right to choose their leadership.
The vote helps Iran to broaden its regional standing, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
That's why Iran is active in Syria, because it is a defensive move in order to keep their ally in power so their opponents don't. But it also maximizes Iranian influence.
A stronger President Assad is partly the result of what former U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford calls a failed U.S. policy.
We need, and we have long needed, to help moderates in the Syrian opposition with both weapons and other non-lethal assistance. Had we done that a couple of years ago, had we ramped it up, frankly, the al-Qaeda groups that have been winning adherence would have been unable to compete with the moderates.
State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Marie Harf says the Obama administration is boosting support for the opposition.
And I think actually a lot of the frustration you've heard people like Ambassador Ford talk about is that the situation is incredibly complicated and there are no easy answers. And that we are constantly looking at ways to increase our support. We are constantly looking at ways to get the parties back to the table. We are constantly looking at ways to help fight the terrorist threat going on in Syria right now.
But Heidemann says getting President Assad with his new electoral mandate back to the negotiating table is far harder without a credible military threat.
If the regime feels that it has won militarily, if it feels that its survival is now assured, if because of Iranian support and Russian support and the participation of Hezbollah, it no longer views the opposition as a threat, then its incentives to negotiate disappear.
Heidemann says the Obama administration has the opportunity to boost military support for the armed opposition, but has so far been unwilling to do so in a way that would change President Assad's calculus. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.